Brahman protect us, may he nourish us, may we work together with great energy, may our study be vigorous and fruitful, may love and harmony dwell amongst us. Om, peace. దుఃఖేషు అనుద్విగ్నమనః సుఖేషు విగతస్పృహః వీతరాగ భయక్రోధః సితధీర్మనిరుచ్యతే. Here Lord Krishna is answering Sri Krishna's, Arjuna's question. What was the question? He is talking about steady mind. Steady mind, sita prajna. He has conquered everything and he is firm. Firmness. Lot of talk was, lot of times he talked about firmness. Be firm. Unmoved, unshaken. Then natural question was, supposing it has been done, how does he behave outside? What is the state of mind inside? So Arjuna, the student, wanted to know that. How will that be? So if you and I have this capacity to remain firm under all circumstances, ups and downs, we don't give ourselves over to ups and downs, always firm, always even-mindedness has come, that yoga has been realized, so how will that be? How will I know? It's a common question. If I realize God, how will I know? When someone, it seems, called or Swami Nikhilananda, midnight, I've experienced samadhi. You know that? I've experienced samadhi. Swami is very, he can play with all these things. Oh, enjoy it. So that's all. So if you have become you're firm. Fine, go ahead. That's all. But the teacher of teachers, Lord Krishna, if he says something about it, very authoritative, authentic science of one who has realized this yoga of human-mindedness. What are those? Is going on. It's a very popular part of the Bhagavad Gita, as most of you know. Mahatma Gandhi, in his prayers, every day he used to chant this. Because we all want to become sita prajnas. We all want to become yogis like this. Remaining ups and downs are natural in life. All the pairs of opposites are there. So, it's a very practical instruction to remain firm and then get along in life. So if we can do that, how nice it would be. Otherwise, when it is all positive, up, then we seem we are cheerful, happy. When we are down, we are depressed. So it goes on, it makes us very, very uncomfortable, miserable. So if that doesn't happen, how nice it would be. You all imagine. How nice it would be if that doesn't happen, so that I can attend to other things better. Otherwise, if I am down, all other things will be affected. My relationship with others will be affected. My work will be affected. Or when up, I hang on to that. I wish I should have more and more of it. Anyway, I get caught there. Anyway, either way, it affects my life, the afterlife. Afterlife means after this experience, it affects. If it doesn't happen, I can attend to other things with equal attention, with equal enthusiasm. If I can attend to that, how nice it would be. Always I will be enthusiastic. I always feel fine with it. That is the state of mind. Chitta prajna. Prajna means awareness. Awareness is firm. Chitta established, well established. You can't uproot it. You can't be uprooted. Shaken, if you say, you will give examples. So that person wept, this way. Jesus wept, Swamiji wept, this happened. He was worried. It appears like that. They are all inside, they are fully fixed. The roots are very, very firm. Roots are not shaken. Roots are very firm inside. But outside, just like a firm trees, roots are firm. But outside tree, they sometimes go this way, that way. That may happen. Because the human side is there. And someone's, say, a friend passes away, or nothing happens, he remains like a log. He's not a log. He's not a log or a stone. He's very, very human. That will be there, but that happens only on the surface. Next moment you will see how firmly that person is rooted in his self. The other day we were talking about how self shaken, not only shaken, it comes out ordinarily. It comes out and interacts like that. But in his case, it does not come out. It may shake a little like that, but the root is firm. Firmly rooted. So that is why he wants to know what is inside. Krishna replies thoroughly, inside it, how will that be? Dukkheshu anudvignamanaha uddigna. He will not be agitated or what is this? Flame burning, it burns. It doesn't burn, that's enough for us. When there is some sorrow, you will not burn inside. Udvigna, agitated, burning, udvigna. Untroubled, he says, udvigna, and that's a simple word. Sukeshu vigataspraha, and then for joys, he does not hanker after the joys. I want this, I like that. That dreaming, daydreaming, and then trying for realizing those dreams, all that he doesn't do. He's firm. Free from passion, fear, wrath. There's no passion. Free from that. Because all these things come because of our running our senses, and that comes later on. All this passion, fear, he is in that state of oneness. So fear means there must be other two. Vithiyadvai bhayam, it is not there. He is established in unity. And why does wrath come? Krodha. My desire is there, that desire is thwarted. Say, you want to go out? No, don't go out. Then already, instead of we flare up, it is not there. Because already, in the previous verse, he has already told, whatever atmanyev atmanatushtaha, whatever he needs is all coming from the Atman, from the inside. He is full. Supposing he wants to go out, you say, don't go out. it's all right. I just wanted to take a little air. You don't want me to do? All right. I'll get it from my Atman. That is the spirit. The spirit is there. See, just for something, old habits are there, going out, fresh air, this, do this, go to Tahoe, or go see sometimes Yosemite, like that. Old habit is there, I may go. But real, supposing for something, I can't go. I don't have money, or I don't have time. This, no, it doesn't matter at all. Because that is just the habit I do. Or just to please you, I wanted to go. As far as I am concerned, so all fulfillment has come, it is there, it is within. It is within. Vitaraga bhaya krodha sitadihi munirujyate sitadihi. His mind is sthita, unshaken. What does it say here? Mind is untroubled, it says, untroubled. It's called ascetic of secure understanding. He is called Muni. He translates as ascetic. What is your translation?
Mine says Muni. It says to be a steady man of steady wisdom.
Muni. Muni actually, Muni
that's
comes
sage.
From Mauna.
Sage here.
Another commentator, Sridhara, explains it as Manana Shila, one who is reflective about God, reflects on God, constantly reflecting on God. He is the Muni, usually translated as one who, an ascetic or a monk, or one who is observing silence. But what is silence? Always, instead of thinking of this and that, you are thinking of God. That is real silence. Or at least, another comment is Mita Bhashanam. You talk just what is necessary. That is silence. You need not completely sit quiet, not talking. It is not that. Mita Bhashana. Just enough. Have you not found just enough, just right thing? It's more difficult than not doing at all. I don't talk at all. It is easier than just talk sense. Just enough. Sense means go on not talking sense from morning till evening. Because it's all sense only. Sometimes, you know, people talk. I'm talking only about scripture, only about God. Even that is not recommended for spiritual seekers. Because one day mind is in a fine mood, you talk about God. Next day, mind is not in that fine mood, you talk whole day, but not about God. All sorts of things. So when the mind is not clear, once it is alright, another time, not under your control. Once it is alright, another time it is not alright. So, it is said, even good things control. Discriminate. Should I do or should I not do? Some very fine ideas come. Even then, see, to do, to be done or not to be done, how far it should go. It has to pass through that check of discrimination. And then, that discrimination or thought is necessary. Then only you can be sure. Otherwise, you will be at the mercy of your moods, you know. One mood is there, fine, it's all, then the opposite comes afterwards. So don't bet. That is why at any cost, let it pass through this. Your thought or right thing helpful things, all right. But let it pass through this. Like our, I'm always reminded of our security check. There are thousands of good people, or almost everyone is a good person, except one in a, what, million? All are honest, good people. Only one terrorist is there, traitor is there. But everyone has to pass through that. So like, let everyone, all thoughts, all your resolutions pass through this test. Test of discrimination. Is it right? It is wrong. Is it right or wrong? Should I do or not do? And then afterwards come to a decision, right decision. Go ahead like that. So, Mauna, is it right? How far should I go in my talk? Afterwards, stop, this is over. Just enough. Is a Mauni, Muni. Sthitadihi Muni. What kind of Muni? Muni is what kind of this person of secure understanding? Sthitadihi. It is all sthita. It is not shaky, wandering. It is firm there. Nothing can shake. Later, some other examples are also given. Like an anvil. You know anvil? In the shop of a goldsmith or a blacksmith, anvil is there. And then over that, he puts that heated iron or something like that. Beats and beats and beats and beats. Nothing happens to the anvil like that. Be like the anvil. So many things, hot things, cold things, this and that, all placed on that and then beaten. But it doesn't shake, doesn't complain. Oh, it's too hot, it doesn't say that. Or you're beating it too fast or too much, too hard. I've beaten too hard. It doesn't say that. So let anything come. So Sitadhir Munirucchyate, he is like that. So many things come and go. So in the Mahabharata, of course, one example, supreme example is Sri Krishna himself. He is supreme himself. So Swamiji refers to him as this. He is the model, role model of his own teachings. His own teachings. Who is the example? He is the example. What he was, he told, he described to us. At all, at any, so many things happen in his life. He is there, firm, smiling. Yes, sarvatra anabhisneha, who wants attachment nowhere, tatat prapya shubha shubham, is neither joy nor resentment, whether good or bad comes his way, that man's understanding is secure. That means, he does not rule out, for ordinary, say we complain. Oh, you don't know, we ordinary people, average people, we have this difficulty, that difficulty, this difficulty, that difficulty to face. Morning you have to get up and go with the bumper to bumper and do this, all this. Then come back, you don't know, you are sitting in the monastery, you don't know. Like that, so many things we say. Or I may say, you don't know in monastery, you I say like that, for you. Sri Krishna says, all right, even that is the case. For you and me, the monastery or in the office, computer or science or computer company, maybe anywhere, applying to anyone, wherever you may be, there. I understand. Everywhere you have that. Everywhere you have that. So I am giving you I have given you a formula which is applicable to anywhere. Anywhere. Or time, we say. Oh, in olden times it might have been all right. Now it is different. Or in India it may be all right. Not in California. Or no, in America. Right. America may be all right. In California, you don't know. We blame excuses for not doing, for neglecting. We give the secret. It should be applicable anywhere. Anywhere, anyone can become man's understanding secure. Let's say he uses the word general term. Whoever, human being, these are the words used. Whoever does this, will get there. Yaha. What is that in grammar? Impersonal pronoun or what? One may do it. Impersonal pronoun, is not? Grammar specialist.
Relative pronoun?
Pardon?
Relative pronoun?
No, one is not relative.
Yeah. Relative or impersonal. Yes. Impersonal pronoun. So that means it's applicable to man, woman, here, there, now, afterwards, all the time it is applicable.
What's the word?
Human being, in some places he uses it, puman. Yada samharate chayam 58. Samharate chayam kurmongani vasarvashah indriya nindriya arthe bhyastasya prajna pratishtita. It's one more step he's going. How does he manage? Externally speaking, at the realm of the senses, do you know how he does? When the danger or something comes, just like a tortoise withdraws its all these limbs. Have you seen tortoise in this withdrawing limbs? A very common, nice example. Withdraws like that. And there is that shell above. Whatever you do to the shell, you may break. It doesn't. The legs don't, limbs will not come out. His senses are like that. Supposing there is a temptation or something is there, the natural way, it's all withdrawn inside. Outside he is seeing or hearing or touching and all that he may be doing. But if it is not favorable, helpful, it has gone inside. You can't bring it out. Because how do we get disturbed? Senses are the gateways, you know. So the gateways of the senses we go out. How do we go out? It is through the senses. So the senses are like that. It's so fun. Or when it is necessary to go out, something has to be done or seen or heard, it goes out like that. That means it's fully under his control. Whenever he wants, he can automatically withdraw like that. Or release, he can release that. Because he is an active person. Active, and he is facing all these things. Sometimes you have to put the brake. No. Sometimes you have to go faster. Yes. All these things, the brake system is very, very efficient. Who is a man of steady understanding? Brake system is very efficient. And then the other side, what is the opposite of brake? Accelerator. That also. And he knows how to handle that. He can go fast if it, when it is necessary. And then he can put brake. both are. So like the tortoise, now it's a break and all that is a common example, olden days, tortoises, even now it applies. So the limbs are stretched like that and then withdrawn like that. So all this is done. And he's so naturally, firmly does. He does all. He is a man of steady wisdom. And then a spiritual seeker, why does he tell all this to us? I am still hanging on to some small things. Shankaracharya gives a fine reply to that. Because through practice we can also do that. Yatna sadhyatvat. All these are possible through effort. It is not something like magic. Immediately someone brings the word grace. It is not that. Everyone can do it. But he has already done it. But you can do it through practice. Sarvatra evahi adhyatma shastre yani kritartha lakshanani. These are the signs of one who has established himself and all these things. He is fully established. Tani upadishyante. The same thing is described, the same thing is prescribed as disciplines. 1, 2, 3, 4, you do that. That is what we are asked to do, control. Supposing one is too much like controlling. No, you are going too far. Bring a balance there. Like when you are driving a horse carriage, you are not treating the horse properly. You are too tight. So release a little, give a little freedom. Then do that, you are given too much freedom. Oh, no, if you give too much freedom, you are gone. But I asked once on horseback rider, what is the secret? He said, the rider should make the horse know that you are the boss all the time. The moment you give up, you make the horse the boss, it will take over. Afterwards, it is very difficult for you to control. But in his case, yes, he knows when to give freedom, when to tighten it. He's done that. So that is our discipline. But he has already done it. You know, Sri Krishna was an expert charioteer. He loved the horses. In the movie we will see sometimes. And the master, Arjuna says, do that, let us do this, let us do this. No, horses are tired today. Let us do it tomorrow. And then the first thing he would do was, after the war, every day, go and take care of the horses. A great lover of horses. That's why horses behaved very well in his hands. So, a man of secure understanding, or Sita Pragna, man of steady wisdom, has that. This is about the senses. That's how he operates. He is an active person. Krishna was one of the very active persons in history. So, the senses, he has well-trained senses under control. And like the tortoise, that's all that's over. 59. Yes. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinaha rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. Here Krishna gives a warning. It's a very, very important warning for spiritual seekers. When a man starves his senses, starves or controls, starves, control is positive, stars is sensor. No, I don't do it. I don't do it. There's some bad habit is there. I have given up. I'm not going to smoke. That situation. And then he has been successful for many, many years. Nirahara siddhena. Don't be too sure. Because we have done it, it is gone now. It is gone now. What has happened there? It has gone, it seemed to have gone. But the rasavarjam, it has left behind the relish for that. Taste the relish for that. But not the yearning for them. Yearning or relish, taste, that is there. Don't be so sure. It appears to be everything has gone. I'm very, very nice. Everything has, I have conquered it. I am like the man of study wisdom. I can do it. I can release all that. Don't be so sure. This gives one condition there. Param drishtva anivartate. Do you know when can be sure? When you have realized the self. When you realize God, then you can be sure. Until then, be alert. Be alert. Be careful. There are many, many cases in this. You know. I can give some example. One simple example. One of our devotees. It seems he was smoking. And he gave up. After he started spiritual practice, he gave up. After 30, 40 years, one day, he was going in a bus in San Francisco. At that time, they were not very strict about non-smoking. Someone was smoking, and then the smoke was coming out. And then this gentleman, he says, goes and then, in a very, very natural way, went and inhaled that. Then he says, how pleasant it was. It was so pleasant. The old thing is there. The old thing is so pleasant. His habits are like that. Vishaya, the sense, sensuality, call it sensuality. Sensuality is like that, it comes. And the other one more serious. Though it's a very sad thing, alcoholics. So they say very honestly, once an alcoholic is always an alcoholic. Have you not heard of that? It is there. Never be sure. Once it is there, until you die, you should be careful. It's always there. If not next birth also. And there is one book, and first came here, someone gave me a book. It was very helpful. Alcoholics Anonymous. Have you heard or read that book? It's a, many editions are coming. Mine was an old edition anyway. There he talks about this. One gentleman, he was an alcoholic. Then afterwards, after starting this 12-step method, he overcame that. He gave up and then he did not touch. It went on for 30 years or so, he said. He did not touch alcohol. One day afterwards, when he was passing by a bar, that is a bar and a restaurant together, he said, I'll go to the restaurant. Bar, let it be there, what does it matter? So he went to the restaurant, wanted to take some milk. But there something else was going on there by side. He said, why should I not add a little champagne to it? One spoon. What will happen? 30 years I have not touched nothing, I have no desire to drink. So how the mind cheats, you know. I have no desire to drink 30 years. saw, he put some alcohol, some champagne. Within 15 days, he was as much an alcoholic as he was before. And then he died afterwards, it seems. So this kind of this old habit, it is there. Sri Krishna warns, sensuality, that it is always rasavarjam, it has left behind its relish, the root is still there. All this, there is alcohol or smoking. For normal spiritual seekers, it is this attachments, desires, it is like that. You know, some kind of grass is there. We used to have in India, maybe here too, that kind of grass. You chop off the grass, all that. Or summer comes, it is all dried up. We think it is all done, over. My football ground or whatever it is, it's all clean, clear. It's all right. One rain comes, next day already see a little green. A little bit of that we can see in Olima. You know. It's all brown. Just soil only. Brown earth. One or two rains. Everywhere slight green it comes. And then another rain already it comes. That means life was there. It was alive. But hidden. It is hidden. Dormant condition. It was there. Like that it is there, you see. That is why, that Swamiji does that. Swamiji did it. That means that can be done. I will also do it. Swamiji was a Sthita Prajna. I am not. For me, that relish is still there. Let's say we are not asked to copy some of these things you find in some others. He is a great man, he has done it. It must be all right. It is not that. So, this warning is given to spiritual seekers. Be alert. That is why various examples are given. When can you say you are safe? One is this. Other things in an ordinary example, if you have to give, it is this. Until you die, you are not safe. Not only that, making it more graphic, you are dead. You are taken to the cremation ground. And then body is burning. Still you are not safe. And then the ashes, it has been reduced to ashes. The ashes are blown to the winds, you are safe. So, in a poetic way, poetic exaggeration. It is not exaggeration. If you put it psychologically, it is there. The idea is, it is, be careful. In a very, very subtle form, these things are there. And then, it does not take much time from subtle form to gross form, it comes. Like that grass, you know. It is there any time it may come like that. So should I be nervous because of that? No. Not nervousness, but alertness. Alertness. Be alert. Be vigilant. Lord Buddha also said that. Be vigilant. How do you attain nirvana or the realization? Be vigilant. Always be vigilant. There is no place for complacency. Be vigilant. It will take over otherwise. Unguarded moments. Unguarded moments, it will come and you are toppled. That is why be alert. Then how should you be alert? Observing all these things. Like holy company, and then study the scriptures, our own spiritual practices. And more than everything else, watching ourselves, how things are going on. That means this security system should be very alert. Very alert. Because somewhere, you know how in security, with all these arrangements, someone does something. Smuggles something. We had one of our Mr. Harwood. Many of you know Mr. Harwood. He knew. He was a big officer in San Francisco Customs Department. He used to tell many stories. How the smugglers smuggle some of these contraband materials. Someone comes, he's there on his, he brings on just a normal plate. It's a plate, nicely decorated, you know, this antiques and this and that type of one plate. He'll bring your plate. Somehow he was suspected. He said, it is some of this drug, some kind of one drug. The whole thing, whole plate is made up of that. And he was caught. Other normally no one can find out that the plate is made up of that. It is just a plate. So like that, the smuggling. So be alert. That security system, in a man of steady wisdom, it has become natural. Like the tortoise example, it just goes like that and comes like that and all that. In a very graphic way, Swami Sharadananda describes Sri Ramakrishna like that. You know. How it happened, all the senses, the mind, all the, how it would go. Whenever there are certain things, how it would withdraw. But this is natural to a man of steady wisdom, but a seeker, it's a practice. So that means you have to be more consciously we should be doing. His was naturally he was doing. I said, oh, we have to do it deliberately. Deliberately we have to do what he did naturally, spontaneously. Param drishtvani vartate, that is why the whole, all security comes. You are safe when you see Brahman everywhere. Param drishtvani vartate, Supreme Spirit, everywhere you see that. Then it is calm. Nothing can affect you at that time. That is the only level of consciousness. That is why it is called super consciousness. All others are just consciousness. All consciousness is super consciousness. You go to that level. Try to. This man of steady wisdom has gone there. Yatato hyapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramathini prasanti haranti prasabham manaha. In spite of the wise man's endeavor, O Kaunteya, the unruly senses distract his mind perforce. Senses are very powerful. Even wise people fall a prey to these things. Even wise people have this problem. They're not ordinary spiritual seekers. It is extraordinary people, advanced spiritual seekers. That's why we read in history, in spirit, oh, that yogi, he fell. Yogi is falling. Or advanced spiritual seeker, we consider him great, advanced. Sometimes we see such a person does something he should not have done. Because of this, not alert enough. Because Sri Krishna recognizes this. In spite of the wise man's endeavor, O Kaunteya, the unruly senses distract his mind perforce. in spite of the wise person taking all care, there are some smugglers, they are very, very powerful, very intelligent. Think of our, what is that, trade center. How intelligently they have managed the whole thing. And big country like United States could not avoid that, you know. How they have entered there. So tactfully and using all the skill, they must have planned and planned and planned. They have done it. Such, in spiritual life, such things are waiting somewhere. If you are not alert enough, what will happen? It will become their kingdom. That's all. The kingdom of terrorists. An average person is like that. The kingdom of terrorists. They have taken over long back. It appears to be normal. Normal terrorists, that's all. They may do some good somewhere. But no, the terrorist good. In one hijacking, the terrorists, there are some children, babies and others. So they took care of the babies, giving some orange juice or this or that. It is given by terrorists, don't forget. So like that, our ordinary life goes on like that. Even good things are like that. Good things, so many good things in life are like that. It's all handled by terrorists. So beware. Oh, spiritual seeker, savdhan, attention, be alert. They may come in so many different forms, in different garbs they may come, and they may take over. Tani sarvani samyamya yukta asita matparaha vasehi yasyendriyani tasya pagna pratishtita. What should we do? There is a way out. Holding all these in check, do your best control. But he gives another factor there to make it very, very successful there. This is egocentric spiritual practice, using my will, I control my senses, we'll go a long distance. What else can we do? That's the only thing in our hand. We do that, but that's not enough. That egocentric practice, I will do this, Swami Brahmananda warns us. If you say, I will control the senses, I will control my passions, you will never be able to do that. Because we are in the domain of senses. In the domain of the senses, senses are more powerful. In your domain, you are more powerful. In your home, you are more powerful. Have you not seen that? In your country, you are more powerful. So in the international, these negotiations and all that, they go to a neutral country, go to Switzerland. There is controversy between United States and Russia. If you say, let us do it in Washington, D.C., they don't agree. Or let us do it in Moscow. No. In Moscow, you are powerful. In Washington, D.C., I am powerful. Let us go to Geneva. That's how Geneva has become an international place for that. So like that, we are in the domain of the senses, they're more powerful. So that egocentric practice goes to a certain extent. But afterwards, sit intent on me. Take the help of God. Take refuge in God. That spiritual side should come. Make the spiritual practice God-centric. Otherwise it is egocentric. It should become God-centric. So whatever practice you do, turn it into God-centric. That is why we are asked to offer everything to God. I have done this much, then please take over. That surrender has to come. All spiritual practices are done with the spirit of self-surrender. Intent on me, mat paraha. That's a beautiful expression. When you are practicing, say, today this much of self-control I have, then what? It's not finished. Lord, you take over. Tomorrow I have done this much. Lord, you take over. I have done this much. The rest you take over. That limitation is there in this egocentric practice. We can't fully trust it. I have done my best. But the other party may be stronger than me. That is why we should have the help of God. So, in every practice, self-effort and self-surrender will go side by side, hand in hand. I have done this much, that brings humility to us. Say, I have to conquer my senses. Yes, I use my intelligence, I use my willpower, all that I have conquered, but don't trust it. The other one may be more powerful. Connect yourself with God. Oh Lord, I'll hold on to you. Sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara yudhyacha. You fight the battle of life, that is true. But hold on to me. Swami Sri Ramakrishna says, with one hand you fight the battle of life, another hand hold on to the Lord. So everywhere, that effort and then holding on to God go together. This much I have done. Otherwise, all the senses, passions, all this, it is not possible to control. They may appear to have gone, but the relish is there inside. And another is, in their own domain, they are very strong, much stronger than you are. So, another is, don't fight, from a psychological point of view, don't fight at the same level, psychological level. Rise to a higher level. Higher level is, take refuge in God, pray, meditate, do all those things you have to. Like that you have to fight. Otherwise, very soon you will find you are in their hands. So, wisdom is from the very beginning to struggle hard. Yes, use your willpower, use intelligence, use your power of discrimination, but always surrender to God, hold on to God. Mat paraha, intent on me, mat paraha, for he whose senses are under control is secure of understanding. Then the right control will come. Desired control will come. Then that leads to that steadiness of wisdom. Let us stop here. One commentator says, this means, without devotion and the consequent grace of God, man's endeavor is vain. All right, now we'll say something.
Hold on to God. So, that is, even if I have the best intention to hold on to God, how would I know that I am holding on to God? If God holds me, then, I am safe. But if I am holding God, then it might be possible at some time
God doesn't hold longer.
You.
Tell me that one.
Like holding on to God. So I am trying to hold on to God, right? But I need some feedback from God that, you know, my holding is working.
Yeah, the idea is this. God is always holding on you. He is the support, He is everything. Unless there is nothing which He doesn't hold. He is that. He is always operating you. He is the operator inside. He is always holding. It is we who forget Him, we hold on to. In fact, we are also holding on to Him. When this hand holds on to this, that hand holds on to this. And we have forgotten that connection. We have forgotten that connection. Call it Maya, call it any name. We have forgotten that. That is why practice is necessary. You pray, or you, I offer myself to you like that. Do this, that salutation. You meditate. Somehow, you want to feel that contact. That's why you say, remember. Remember God. That means it's already there, you remember that, that's all. Your car is there, remember that car is in the park, car park. Remember, that's all. In your car, you're carrying, everything is all right, it is there. Remember. Like that the contact is already there. Just remember the contact. Mother said, you know, whenever you are in trouble, just remember that you have a mother. That's enough. So while doing that, remember that. Contact, let the contact come. That is why it is spiritual seekers, we have to practice all this. God doesn't have to practice. Holding on, how will I hold on this person? How will I hold on the other person? Oh, I forgot to hold on to him. He doesn't have to do that. He doesn't have to do that.
Starring of the senses, how in an egoistic manner if we do it, creates issues for us because we're in the realm of the senses. So the only way it seems is if you have love for controlling the senses because it leads to a higher goal, that is the only way you can sublimate our lower tendencies or living in the realm of senses. Only if you have a love for doing that for sake of God or for sake of a higher idea, only then you might think of it being successful. Otherwise, it's very difficult. That's also being.
Yes, that is true. But you see, that love has not fully developed, you know. That becomes that stability has not come in that. So, how to make it more stable? Yes, that is true. You have to give the senses something higher. You take there, then it leaves the lower one. The senses are going in limited, undesirable areas. Turning all the senses to a more healthy pursuits, let us say. Same senses, energy is there, that energy flows in this level. Turn that bring it to the higher level. see the dictionary, sublimate, what does it say?
Rechanneling.
Pardon?
Another word is rechanneling.
Rechannel it. That's it. Rechannel it. All of Bhakti Yoga is that. The other day we read that. It is all, I love this. My senses go there and then I want to. So slowly it's to rechannelize. Turn all the forces in. Energy that's flowing through the senses, another more useful, more socially acceptable.
In Gita, did Sri Krishna talked about Ashta Siddhi?
No.
Do you want
to? Yes, please, please.
To sublimate, it says to convert from a solid to a vapor by heat and then solidify again by cooling. Figuratively, to free from dross as by sublimation, refined, purified. Sublimated, refined. The product of sublimation, especially when regarded as purified by the process. The actual process of sublimating. That which has been sublimated, the pure essence of the thing.
Refinement. What is it? Refinement.
There's also the word transcend.
Huh?
There's also the word transcend.
Transcend is different. This energy is there, burn it. It is going in this direction, turn to the other direction. Sanskrit, same word is intoxication. In English too, you know. Say intoxicated with liquor, and you say. Other than intoxicated with sensuality, intoxicated with pride, intoxicated with jealousy, intoxicated with anger. So, same thing applies here. Then what does the intoxication do? They use the same word. Delusion comes. But they add one more, sincere delusion. Sincerely they believe they are all right. So that's, we are all right, what is there? Why God? Why do this? Why do that? We argue, you know. Everything is all right, going on all right with me. Hey, you are too much attached to this, too much attached. No, it's all right. I can give up any time. Can give up any time. I'm not attached to that. So that the example given is teeth. You know. I'm not attached to my teeth. Wait, I lose some teeth. So for all these, one sure solution is that self-realization is the sure solution. Until then we are struggling souls, struggle is there at different levels. Sometimes it is very gross, sometimes very subtle, sometimes it goes inward. Outwardly, not much struggle, but inwardly, lot of struggle. When you say an average spiritual seeker is like that, outwardly, not that gross, life is all right, more or less, gentleman life. But inwardly it goes on. Mahatma Gandhi used to say, people used to call him Gandhi, Mahatma, Mahatma, great soul, praise him, all that, nationally, internationally, everywhere. But he says, woes of Mahatmas are known only as Mahatmas. To rise that standard of truth and non-violence, all that, maintaining it. So the inner warfare, there is one book, Unseen Warfare. Do you know that? Christian mystics, Unseen Warfare. Others don't know the warfare that goes on in. The spiritual seeker is going on warfare inside at different levels. Or even internationally, sometimes outside there is no war. They are calling it Cold War. Cold War goes on. How they guard themselves when they talk and all that. And then the other country, about the other country and all that. Very guarded. Because any time I may do some mistake, any time the other party may come and pounce upon me. Always alert. So inside warfare, the subtle level warfare, diplomatic, use good words, diplomatic. They had all this ping pong diplomacy and this diplomacy, that diplomacy. So such kind of struggle goes on all the time inside. So whatever may be the struggle, hold on, intent on me, hold on to the Lord and struggle. Take his help. So a spiritual seeker does everything with the help of God. My strength, my wisdom may be more one day, less one day, perverted one day. So many things may happen. But hold on to him. To set right. So all our spiritual struggle has to be done like that. That kind of surrender, holding on to God. Whatever may be my faith, whatever may be my understanding, I use my will, doing afterwards to end with thy will be done. So far I have done, you take over. You know, our doing always, there is limitation. Limitation of my own power, limitation of time. Today it is, this time is over. Whatever we can do in the retreat, that's it. Then what? So much more is there. Lord, you take over. Your egocentric practice becomes very like cast iron, brittle. It appears to be strong when tuck the break, like cast iron.
Happy, maybe it is easier to control, but when the pain comes, sometimes it's very hard. That's why they say lessons of pain are very, they go deep. When the pain comes, the case of not begin, that becomes a problem.
There's no way of measuring them, you know. Feeling will be there, yes. Why? Even the other one also can be very deep. Or experience, some very good experience in our school, with our teacher, or with our father, with our mother, that can go very deep. Pain also can go very deep. Someone has spoken some harsh word to you, it has hurt you, it can go on throughout your life. Sometimes in some very, very, call it psychological moment, a friend tells you something, you can remember throughout your life, you'll remember that with gratitude. One sympathetic world, that friend might have forgotten everything, but for you it has mattered so much.
Maybe I realize that the different explanation, different rasya, different meaning of a particular slok are given by different scholars. Right? Like this one is the English translation of what Sridhar interpreted. Because I have a Bengali Gita where, you know, this meaning of Rasavarjan was not clearly given, and today I understood that it's talking about the relish that persist though you control your indriyas, you control your organs, but the desire stays. Except the desire does not go, but except the desire, you get control on the instruments, on the indriyas. And then, so that stays, but that will go only when you see padam, when you see the
yes.
So in that book, I could not understand it. It's talking about, did not explain that that thing remains, the relish remains. It just says, controls the indriyas, but then when you see the supreme, it goes. That much. It was suggested that
that rasa is there, juice is there.
Juice is there, you know. Bodhjam means except that you control other things.
Yes.
And
the seed is there, all other things are handled.
But then, my question is, this Niraharosh, this man who has got control on all his organs and is not indulging in trying to enjoy those, and his desire still there, and once he takes, he will be again a jhakha, so his desire is still there, and he will be relieved of that only when he sees Supreme. But then that's a long time there, right? When he has abstained from all those things, but his senses are torturing him, and then one day he will realize and it will be gone.
Until you realize all this, it's a long way, that is true.
But then, yeah, so you leave that period with that desire in your body, right?
That period?
You have to, you know, one has to. You know, he will forcibly take him away from the sense objects, these all these things. But he has to. He will go through the torture of feeling the desire, right? Until he says
the struggle continues. That's all. Until you realize the supreme, struggle continues. In the beginning, it is more gross. It is more external. Less internal. Then afterwards, slowly, slowly, more internal, less external. This warfare inside goes on. Desire is there, you want to satisfy, you want to control. Sometimes you are successful, sometimes you are not successful, you yield to desire. All such things happen. And then you may control outside, you are fine. Physically, you are fine. You don't overeat, you don't do this, you don't do that, you don't utter a lie. All these things go on, that's fine. But inwardly, it is not so. Inwardly, you have fought. Inwardly, you have eaten already. Though outwardly, you have controlled. So such situations are common. And then more and more comes as we grow in spiritual life. More and more. Till like, you know, when you start cleaning our garage, once you clean the garage, oh, fine, today I've cleaned my garage. Tomorrow morning you see, no, then that corner something is there, this corner something is there, that old thing is there. All right, let me do that. Then you will see that paint has gone. Like that it goes on and on and on and on. For practical purposes, your someone comes, he will congratulate you. How clean is your garage? So it goes on. So mind is like that. More and more, finer and finer things are there. Gross things you are removed. Those things, the finer things which are sleeping, they wake up. They take over. Here in the garage, we did not notice. The dust and all that we never noticed dust in the garage because there are so many bigger things there. So it goes on. That is, your struggle goes inward. What happens in the mind, you don't know. So that is why spiritual seekers become humble. In spite of the external, everything seems to be all right. Internally, a lot more is to be done. And it makes sometimes discouraged. That is why to handle all the discouragement and up and down and all that, take refuge in God. Leave it to Him. After doing your best, leave it to Him. Leave it to Him. So God enters into our life more and more, more and more. Until He will take over completely. First I say, I can do this, 1% God, you do 99%. Then afterwards I think, no, I can do only 0.5%. You take 99.5%. Like that it goes on more and more, after all 100% you take over. That is the best. All problems will go over if you take over, you fight. In all tradition they talk about self-effort. Can you realize all this through self-effort? Forget it. No. You do your best, but always through the grace of God you can do something. All the yogas, karma yoga, bhakti yoga, raja yoga, jnana yoga, mention any yoga, Christianity or Hinduism or Vedanta or Buddhism or anyism, any religion. Intelligent devotees find it out sooner. Some others have to work hard. That is where this karma yoga at that level gets connected to bhakti yoga. Surrender, contact, connecting the will of God, all that come to operation. And there also teachers like this Sri Ramakrishna Swamiji, why not start from the very beginning? Wherever you are, bring in God, connect God with it. Not you go on your own and then after you get tired, or then you'll go to God. Why do you do that? Intelligently from the very beginning. Take help. Swimming. I read one passage somewhere about swimming. Instruction is given. They say, always take a buddy with you. And swim, don't swim alone. Verses are there, we will finish tomorrow. So that will be all. Now, it's entirely different subject. If you are planning on stopping at our Sacramento Center, let us know. That the Swami wants to know. Just to give you some prasad or something, just to be there. you tell by this afternoon, decide. I may not know the exact number. Who will give me the number? Please give it to Maryam. I'll just get it from her.